seems like things are starting to wind down, but people are still fishing. Where are we?
I think we're very close to the end. We have to be, more or less. The catch last week fell off for chum and coho, and though we're getting some good escapement in the fish wheels for coho right now and chum, it's still not anywhere near where we want to be for coho. And so, yeah, I could see this week being the last week.
What were those chum and coho numbers like this week?
I think we caught about 5,000 coho, and that's below the average, along the 10-year average. The average is about 7,600. And the chum catch was about 6,500 fish, down almost a little bit less than, or a little bit more than half of the week before, and that's below average, too. The average is 9,100. Almost 9,200. So, yeah, and a few sockeye, drifting around still.
How have those runs been as a whole so far?
The coho run is, about average, I think, really coming in. I'm hoping we haven't caught too many of them coming in. I think we did last year, and so we didn't make escapement last year. Escapement for coho is about 30,000 to 70,000. We don't, there's a lag in our understanding of how many fish are through, so we have to harvest before we know what the escapement is, because that's an index. It's driven by streamwalks and an index up the Chilcat and other systems. And so we don't really have a handle until too late in some ways. And so we have to watch that a little bit. But it seems like there's a nice return of coho coming in, and the fish wheels are picking them up anytime the fish wheels actually work, and there's a high flood, good water level. We catch fish. And the chum run, I think, we have an estimate that is about 105,000 escapements so far. And our goal is anywhere from, it's a very broad goal, from 75,000 to 250,000 in the river. And I think that, we're obviously over goal for the chum, but not well over it. And I'd like to shoot more for the middle if I could. So hopefully there's still a lot of fish. And it's one of the reasons, like this next week or this coming week, I left the line down Glacier Point, because I don't want to go up. I don't want the fishermen to go up into Chilcat Inlet and get the fish that are already through. So basically, yeah.
So you put out a notice yesterday about subsistence fishing on the Chilcat for sockeye. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. We extended the in-river fishing to mid-October, and that was because, the fish are there. I think we think there's a strong enough return, and we're commercial fishing still. And so, just to be fair, if we're out there with gill nets in front, then the subsistence fishermen should have a chance. And the same thing is true in the ocean. Anytime we have a gill net opening, the subsistence fishermen can go out the Saturday before, and fish until Tuesday noon. And so the ocean is still open as well if people want to go out.
So you mentioned this could be the last week of commercial gill netting. You're not sure. What does the opening look like for this week?
2 days, and I went back and forth and back and forth about 15C, which is the lower end below Point Sherman, I decided to open that area up because it seemed like enough coho were being caught, and we're only fishing 2 days a week, and so there should be enough escapement down there. All the indicators are that, the catch per unit effort is about average, and so the fish are coming in at about average. So I think that, and in the upper end, another 2 days with Glacier Point, and then from Tanini Point down. We opened up everything. Some people are focusing, I guess, a little bit on the Chilcoot sockeye. And I was talking to Rich this morning about Chilcoot coho. I was talking to Rich a little bit about those. And, that run strength is only maybe a couple thousand fish up on the Chilcoot side. And people can catch those as well, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say today?
No, I don't think so. Mostly at the subsistence fishing. I'm glad that people have more opportunity for that, and the weather is so good. So, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, not a bad weekend to be out on the water.
Well, I do want to correct one thing. I said last week it was 41 or 2,000. I was off at Chilcoot Weir for final escapement. It was 43,038.